Oh yeah. It's been a little longer than expected, but you're listening to Nihongaku Radio Episode 3. I'm your host, Jonathan McNamara, and I'm recording this from a brand new city. That's right. I packed my Nihongaku Radio bags and moved from the Great American Desert to Austin, Texas. Phoenix will be missed, but I'm already looking forward to at least one Austin-based Japanese show. Shonen Knife is playing here in about a week. More on that later. Let's get things started with a little dirty dance pop. Here's Tiara with Love Me, or Anata no Sei de Kuriso, which means I go crazy because of you.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. たまったもんじゃない。だけど大事なやつがレッドカードもらうなんてなことは結構ある。ネットワークはグローバル化でも知らない。どうなるか将来どころかほんのちょい先もわからない。当然今日もリスクマネジメントシミュレーションもバッチリで、OK ナイス心がけでも一言だけ言っとくぜ。突然来るその時ってまずは落ち込む前に声出して、一定していい大きく大事なことは意外と原始的。一体誰が何のこの場のキャプテン、みんな声かけ合って上がる作戦で、Alright go come on come on let's go let's go かかった壁なんてキック取っ払って飛ばしたっていい。時に遠慮なんていらない。コミュニケーション、君もそこの君もそこの君だって持ってるオピニオン。今日はすっと解放、意外と広いすっとライクゾーン。声が出せないんだったら鳴らせハンドクラップがある。それかもっといけるんなら体揺らしてダンスがある。それは恥ずかしいってなら拳上げなよ高く高く。要は得意分野でやっちゃってくれ俺の分まで、
ちょっと暗い自分くらいで出してる隙に熱が冷めてくぜ。
無理に背負い込むなよ責任感、自分の中のベストでいいんだ。
90% じゃ足りなくてやっぱ 100% 出してくれ。
一人一人点でバラバラでいいんだ、同じとこ目指す仲間だから。
一体誰が何のこの場のキャプテン、みんな声かけ合って上がる作戦で、 Alright go come on come on let's go let's go on, on, on. 一体誰が何のこの場のキャプテン、みんな声かけ合って上がる作戦で、 Alright go come on come on let's goキャプテン、みんな声かけ合って上がる作戦で、 Alright go come on come on let's go let's go on, on, on.
You just heard Two of Us by Azusa from her self-titled album released at the end of August. Honestly, I can't stop listening to that song. I mean, I'm playing it once per day at the very least. So catchy. There's not a ton of information about Azusa in English out there. What I do know is that she performed one of the opening themes for Amagami SS, which is an anime adaptation of a dating simulation video game. Before that was Creva with Come On Let's Go from his album Go, released on September 8 of this year. Starting off that set was Tiara with I Go Crazy Because of You, or Anata no Seide Kuriso. Guess what? Tiara is Korean. That's right. A ton of pop groups from South Korea are making their Japanese market debut these days. Tiara's debut Japanese single Bo Peep, Bo Peep came out on September 28 and shot straight to the top of the Oricon charts, making Tiara the first foreign and also the first Korean all-girl group to debut at number one right out of the box.
Coming up next, you know him, you love him. It's Do As Infinity with Ariadne no Koi.
Yeah. have a crazy party. I'm gonna let your body rock you like a maniac. 今宵切なものを燃やして 君の心をわしづかみます. Oh, beats, beats, funky and rhymes, beats up like day. 以上の乗車誠に大歓迎。満月をグラスに浮かべて乗り越したら let's get it started. Ha, 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 you ready? Maybe she can dance just to see me how I rock the house, isn't she gorgeous like a dahlia? 今宵やかしの調べ奏でて 君のことフラチに拉致します. Oh, I was C-K-A-T-R-E-N-C-H is here to take your breath away ASAP. 満月が溶けきる前にほら今すぐ let's get it started. Ha 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 ha, you're ready. Show us how you move. That's with that time. この世界を fly. Ha 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 ha, you're ready. Da da da, come a little closer. おでおなごだい、今夜こそ君次第。
やきまりねこの最低を振れよ Goodbye Adios Ciao再見それでそのまま Say Hello この魂が尽きるまで消えない痛みを抱えたとしたって Yeah
just heard Teiwo Tatake from Nico Touches the Walls. Teiwo Tatake is also known as the Japanese summer anthem. So just who is Nico? Why does he touch walls? Turns out the band won the Latte Prize at the Yamaha Teen Music Festival in 2004. Since then, they've had a steady stream of success, appearing on various anime and drama shows, including Naruto Shippuden and 11 Nin Mo Iru. Before that was Rocka Trench with Are You Ready from their Bohemia album. And before that was Do As Infinity with Ariadne no Koi. If you like that, you'll be stoked to know that Do As Infinity has an upcoming single due out on November 16th called Tasogare. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Shonen Knife is currently on tour here in the United States. What are they touring behind? Well, the group just released an album of Ramones covers based on a band side project called Osaka Ramones. But that's not all. This tour also marks the band's 30th anniversary. That's right, 3-0. 30 years. For those of you living in Austin, come out and see them at Red 7 on October 29th. I'll see you there. For the rest of you, I've got a handy link to their tour schedule in the notes for this show. Here they are now, Shonen Knife with Explosion on Nihongaku Radio.
Stay.
Well, you just heard a tongue twister of a song called Choo Choo Lovely Muni Muni Mura by none other than Maximum's a Hormone from their Bui Ki Kaisu album. If you're familiar with the concept of a death note, you're already dead. Just kidding. But you may recognize Maximum's a Hormone's handiwork from the show's second opening, What's Up People. Before that was Polysix with Get Back to 8-Bit from their Four Young Electric Pop album. Polysix does not currently have a US tour scheduled, but they do tend to make it out every few years or so. If and when they do come back, don't miss them. If there is a band that is more fun to see live, I've yet to meet them. Starting off that set was Shonen Knight with Explosion from their brand new Knife album. Up next is this week's featured artist, Flip. All you really need to know about Flip is that this all-girl rock band will melt your face clean off. The band formed in 2005. Earlier this year, they released their first major single in the form of Ka to Niago, which was used as the opening for an anime called Yorinuki Gintama-san. Their debut album, Michi Evolution, kicks from beginning to end. So enough jabbering. Here's Flip with Oh Darling. We'll be right back.
That was Flip with Kazana. Before that was Suteki Reaction and Oh Darling. All from Flip and all, in my humble opinion, badass. This of course brings us to the last song of the show. But before we get to that, I'd like to remind you that you can find notes for this episode, as well as stories about Japanese music on my blog, Nihongaku, at rockoutjapan.com. As I mentioned at the top of the show, things have been a little crazy, what with moving halfway across the country. But consider this the first step toward getting back on the normal schedule. In other words, Nihongaku Radio Episode 4 is coming your way on November 1. I don't know about you, but I could use a giant robot theme song fix. Here's Tanaka Goshini Sentimental from Megazone 23. See you on the 1st.